The most commonly asked question around Sulphur Springs City Hall these days is, when will the fountain on Celebration Plaza be working again? I talked with City Manager Mark Maxwell about the fountain Wednesday morning.
Oh, it's been one problem after another. You might remember that the fountain got knocked out by the storm. We had an electrical surge and we got that fixed. And no sooner did we get it fixed than one of the pipes in the control vault burst and filled up the control vault. So all of the electrical controls, the motors themselves, the ozonator, all of it was completely submerged. And so thank God we have insurance on it, and we're assessing all of the damage. We know that we were able to save the motors. We think some of the electrical controls still work, but not all. It'll be several days to several weeks before we have it back going.
Is it at this time full of water in there? Or
pardon me?
In the vault? Is it
no,
full?
At this moment it's drained. There's a pump in there that's meant to drain it if it starts filling up with water, and it was working, but it was overcome by the sheer volume of water. And I'm not sure that we'll be able to change that, but we're trying to determine a better way to do the piping so that it doesn't happen again. The piping that was in there was actually done just like it was supposed to be done per the manufacturer's instructions, but what happens is there's a series of valves that operate electrically and make all the jets seem kind of random. Well, that's a hammer effect inside those pipes, and sooner or later they give. And we're trying to work that out.
So the first problem was somewhat responsible for the second problem then?
No, they're completely unrelated. They just happened at about the same time. It was just the cumulative effect of all that water hammer in the pipes that they eventually blew.
So you have to kind of reevaluate the whole system to see what's damaged and what needs to be replaced?
Yeah, the entire thing. There's two vaults. There's one that's meant to contain water and one that's meant to be dry. What happened is they inverted on that day. The pump filled up the dry vault with water. And ironically, it was still running when we discovered it. But it was acting strange, and so we shut the breaker off and got it pumped down, and now we're working it out.
Well, it could be some time then to get all this done.
Regrettably, yes. Each time I get news, it sounds a little more encouraging, but I don't want to get too hopeful yet. People need to know it could be several days, possibly several weeks.
Okay. Any idea of what the cost might be? Well, I guess you have to know what has to be replaced and all that.
If the main control panel needs to be replaced, it's $19,000. And that's a 5 to 7 week wait time. Of course, we have insurance on it, and we have a $2,500 deductible, so we know our maximum cost won't be more than $2,500, but it still could be quite a while.
I was going to say, almost it seemed like anything involving in that process would be expensive, I would think.
It is.
Make it do what it does.
It's a very popular but very complicated little attraction.
So people just exercise a little patience there. You're doing
we'll have it up and running as soon as humanly possible.
KSST News.